It's time for Cooking with Claude. My mom is back making a tort, which apparently is my father's favorite dessert. I didn't even know Dad liked dessert, Mom. Like, I guess he'll have ice cream from time to time, but I didn't even know he had a favorite dessert, so.
Yeah, so, good morning.
Hi, Mom. Yes, sorry, I didn't mean to be rude. Good morning, Mother.
No, you're never rude.
Well, I feel like I've been, you know, I get snaps and text messages and stuff well before you ever come on, so I feel like I've already said it, but I realize nobody else out there got to. So, sorry to everybody else. Yes, good morning, Claudia. How are you?
Good morning, Lindsay.
Yes. So I didn't know Dad liked tort. I don't even know what a tort is.
The thing is Grandma Sheketov, this is her recipe. And it is, you know, I think I only made it once before on Cooking with Claude. But
did you? I don't remember a tort.
I did it once before.
Huh. So now I'm rude and not listening.
A long time ago. And so I thought, what am I going to do this week? And I spent so much time on the holidays that I was like, let's do a dessert. And so Aunt Emily sent me the recipe because I'm like, I can't find. It's like Daddy's all-time favorite dessert.
I know, and he's so happy. He called me about it last night, and he called me about it this morning before his 8 o'clock meetings. He's so excited you're sharing the tort recipe. He's like, it's my all-time favorite. My mom made it for me. And I'm like, Dad, you're so cute. When Childhood Alan comes out, it's like really precious because you never see him.
I know, because he was like,
yeah.
First he says, I thought I would make Grandma Sheketov proud, but he's like, wow, I think you won up to my mother. And
I think she rolled in her grave.
It's been a long time since you had it.
I mean, you do sometimes like upstage grandma and some of her stuff because I think the Italian in you, you know, also has like the spices down and you're, I don't know, you know flavors very well. But yeah, Dad, you can't say that out loud.
Even I know, like when you're baking, it's really hard to go off the recipe.
Right. But if something calls for four apples, my mom will give you the whole barrel. That's how she does things.
That's what I did with the chocolate chips. I used the whole bag.
I'm sure you did. That doesn't surprise me at all. So how do you make this incredible tort that Dad can't stop calling me about even while I'm live on the air?
What about it?
Yeah, how do you make it, Ma?
Oh, I'm sorry. I have a little trouble hearing, you know? No,
that's okay, Mom. It's not a problem. So you're here doing Cooking with Claude to teach everyone how to make the tort. And to do that, how do you make it? Just a reminder of why we're here.
Okay. There's two parts. The first part, you're going to take, you're going to chop somewhere around a cup of dates. You know, you just cut them into small pieces.
Okay.
And you're going to add a teaspoon of baking soda, and then you're going to add a cup of boiling water to the dates and the baking soda. And you're going to let that stand so that the dates can soften. So that's like one part that you put aside. And then you're going to take a half a cup of shortening, whether you want to use olive oil, Crisco oil, whatever kind of liquid oil you have, and a half a cup of butter and a cup of sugar and a teaspoon of vanilla, and you're going to put all that together. Make sure your butter is soft. And if you're going to make this like the next day or anything, I would take your butter out and put it in the bowl and let it sit there all night.
Okay.
Or, you know, I always have counter soft butter, so mine is always ready. I don't know why I said that, but anyway.
No, that's really, there are some people who do that. They put the cover on it.
Like,
no, that's fine.
I have refrigerated butter, and I have the
counter soft. Yeah, that's fine. That was a great tip, Mom. You're doing great. You're doing wonderful. Don't let anyone rock your confidence, including your daughter. Remember, God loves you. So go on. So you're doing great. He does. The good
Lord. Anyway, then you're going to add two eggs.
Yep.
And mix that all together, and then you're going to add, once that's all mixed together, you're going to add 1 3/4 cups of flour, 2 tablespoons of cocoa. I didn't put the salt in this, so if you want to put a little bit of salt in, you can. And then you're going to mix, once you mix this all together, then you're going to add in your date mixture. and you're going to mix this all together. What I love about this is Daddy thinks I need to eat dates for other reasons.
Right, yep.
There were dates in them. He's so funny. But anyway, yeah.
Oh, so he doesn't know. He doesn't know there are dates in them.
No.
Of course not. No, it's all about being tricky.
I said, pick me up some fresh dates. Or
and he's like, oh,
dates.
Honey, you're struggling. And you're like, yep, that's what it is, sweetheart. I am struggling. Yes.
Yeah, so he goes, okay, there's your dates. And I'm like, thanks. So anyway.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So once you get this all together, you get your little baking pan. I just sprayed it, you know, with the Pam. I use the butter Pam. Or, you know, you could use the oil. It doesn't matter because you have both of them in the recipe. Mm-hmm. And then you pour that all in there. And then I just took a bag of the semi-sweet chocolate chips, although I don't think Dad picked me out the semi-sweet. I think he just got me chocolate chips, so I just put those up.
That's fine.
So I used the whole bag, and then I used a package of the chopped walnuts.
Yeah.
And then I put it on 350 for 40 to 45 minutes, and I just put the whole thing in. But if you're going to bring them somewhere, cut them into one-inch squares, put them on a dish. They are, I only ended up with really less than a third of it, and it only went to Derek, Daddy, and Nicholas.
Yeah, no, and none of those leftovers made it home to me. So I was like, thanks.
No,
babe. Thank
and
you so
I
much.
Said to both boys, bring these home to your wives.
Yes. Well,
and I'm like,
I didn't bring the tort home. No.
No. So I'm bringing it back to the office today. If you and Chase want to take a quick
I think we will. Yes.
Good.
I want to know what Dad likes. I had no idea Dad even liked a dessert. Like when we go out to restaurants and Annalyn's always like, let's get a sweet. Dad's always like, ugh. But I mean, he'll have like a bite, but not even most things will he do. I just never knew he had
a thing. And when I said to all the boys when I bought it in, because I bought it in warm, so I said to all of them, I need you to text me, you know, how much you like this, because I can't put this on the radio unless it's to die for. And they were like, well, other than Nicholas, I got, you know, long texts from everybody. Derek and Dad both went back and had second helpings. And Dad, I think, went back and had a third. I went to the office yesterday, so Nicholas, you know, told me how he...
Well, that was very nice,
like,
yes.
Oh, my God, your tour is amazing. So,
oh, good. It sounds really good.
That, I think I'm going to make it more often, especially when I go places.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just easy.
Yeah.
It's so easy.
No, and it sounds really, really good. So I'm going to put the tort recipe up there on our podcast right as the show wraps up at 10. And I plan to try one of these after I pick up Chase this afternoon. So thanks, Mom.
Yay!
Yay! Here we are. One big happy family. Mom, I love you. Thank you so much for this recipe. It's really, it sounds really good.
Thank you, honey. I love you. And all you listeners out there, have a great weekend.
Thanks, Mom. You too.